I think we're finally starting the show. Round of applause. Val.
For Scott for figuring out what was going on with us.
Well, I'm not quite sure what was happening because we were getting some kind of feedback from the radio station, and I couldn't get any levels for out of the radio station either. So I just left it.
So there you go. And I muted myself because I wanted you to, you know, be aware that it wasn't on my end. So I was like, if I mute myself, he'll know, you know, one less thing to try and figure out.
Well, I am going to have like a 20 minute edit because of this when we're done with the show, because there was so much fluff on the beginning of it. But Val, I think you had an intro. Do you want to go ahead and roll it out?
Yeah. Oh, good morning. It's Scott and Val Save the Universe, because clearly no one else has read the instructions, as was evident just a minute ago. It's the radio show you should watch. And I'm Val.
That's right. I'm Scott. On the show today, Ken Owens with Panic Time. Our whacked out weather guy, Alan, is missing. Rumor has it he has crashed in Surprise, Arizona, which is actually really no big surprise.
You'd think if it would have been paradise, then it wouldn't have been so bad.
Yeah, if you're going to crash in Arizona, you definitely want it to be paradise, Arizona, for sure. All right, moving on then. We also have Weekend Sports with Nigel, Odd News, and our newest skit, Future News, just minutes away. That's right, Val. I did it again.
Oops.
And the big deal is today, it's the beginning of Val's birthday week.
It is.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Have a happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Have a happy, happy, happy birthday.
There you go. Birthday week starts next Tuesday, actually, Val's birthday. So the big question, are we doing a radio show on your birthday?
I don't see why not.
There you go.
Yeah. It's you know, the only thing really exciting about this birthday is the fact that I turned 62, which means I can start drawing my rocking chair money.
Wow. Wow.
And you know, my birthday week actually started yesterday, because I was complaining the other day to my husband about, I'm like, you know, at some point in the near future, I'm going to have to get a new computer. And he was like, you just need to order one. Things are going to only get more expensive if, you know, with the state of our economy. Uh-huh. He goes, just order one. So my birthday week started yesterday.
Oh, yeah. And you told me you picked out a nice one for the show, right?
Yeah, I'm hoping it works great. I'm going to go from 12 gigs of RAM to 32.
Wow. What will you do with that?
Well, you know, render some videos and stuff like that, probably. just keep my computer from crashing when I have more than, you know, four things open at the same time.
Sure.
All right. Anyway, it is Scott and Val Save the Universe, episode 11 today. Can you believe it?
I can't.
Just a reminder that audio versions of our show are all on podcast platforms, plus all KCHW platforms. You can also just say, Alexis, you need to be on Alexis Music. Alexis, please play Scott and Val Save the Universe, and you will hear our latest show. And for live video replays right here on Facebook and on YouTube under Scott and Val Save the Universe. That is on the Rogue Frequency Network.
And it's so sad today. We are not on the radio in Chewila, Washington, because of some technical difficulties. But we are on their Facebook channel and their YouTube channel, and as well, Scott and Val Save the Universe Facebook, YouTube. You'll even find us on Twitch. And we want to say hey to new followers, James, Anna, Aaron, MD, Ember. That's a cool name. Ember, who also makes great music, and we follow off our Scott and Val page. Zwayne, Steve, Devin, Cassie, Tracy, Body Remembers. It's like a massage place.
Oh, okay.
We use a coupon. Connie, the Image Garden Production and Events, and my buddy Chris from Indiana. Ooh. All right.
Yeah, and if you, you know, if you follow the page or get friends to follow it, we will mention their names. Hey, and if you also comment on one of our posts or something, we'll give you a little shout out for engaging with us on social media.
And if you're listening on iHeart or Amazon Music or something like that, or another radio station, drop us a note in the comments. All right. Me and Val do this little thing with trivia, and we kind of switched it up. We call it Answer, Wrong, and Win. And I've changed it to a challenge where ahead of time, I give the answer, wrong, and win questions to Val, and then we both come up with answers, and then it's a challenge to see who comes up with the funniest one. So our first question today was, name the thing in your home that alerts you to smoke and fire. And Val, what did you say?
Well, my nose, because it's big enough.
Oh, but see, it's supposed to be answer wrong, so I struggled with that. But if you were using your nose for the fire and not the smoke, that would work.
Okay.
Yeah, work really well. So the first thing that I came to my mind was feet. Ooh, that's hot.
Ooh, smelly feet.
Yes. And then it reminded me of one of my first radio jobs and the smoke alarm we had there, which was made by a country music singer named Gary Morris.
Yes, man's worst fear, fire. Those wimpy little smoke alarms and fire buzzers won't do the trick when you're fast asleep. That's why you need the Gary Morse Smoke Alarm.
Fire!
That's right. No one sleeps through this. The Gary Morse Smoke Alarm. Only $19.95 at stores and fanfares near you.
Fire! Fire! Fire!
All right. The next one was, when you want a dog to learn to behave, you take him to what kind of school? First thing that popped into my mind was Trump University.
Mine was the Christy Nome Scared Straight Boot Camp for Dogs.
Abuser of people and animals.
Exactly.
All right, next one was, what's the title of the famous guy who lives in the Vatican City? I struggled with this one, Val, but I came up with Vatican Joe.
Oh, and since it's, you know, Italy, I came up with Vino.
Oh, Vino. Vino and Vatican Joe, probably buddies.
Probably.
And Val, name a place you would find a swing set.
This is probably TMI, but... the bedroom?
Well, that's the funny thing about being a brother and sister. Apparently, we were born with the same dirty minds because I said that secret room from 40 Shades of Grey. I think we both deserve a round of applause, and we know what Val's second birthday present is. We don't want to know. But a question that people do want to know, Val.
Okay. Okay.
A question that people do want to know is, how does we prep for the show? How do we warm up for the show? Especially like when we have like 10 minutes where nothing works.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So what I usually do is like what singers do.
Okay. That's how she warms up for the show. Well, I actually have a video of how me and Val warm up to save the universe. And look out!
Two, one. Up your shaft.
There you go. And in the background there, that was Mr. Scott.
Oh.
I don't know if you heard it where he whispered. And maybe it wasn't too pleasant. All right, so there you go. Me and Val warming up, and that's what we do. We fly around in our ships and shoot each other. Might be on an Xbox. It might not.
You know, we've got to continue this sibling rivalry in some way. So.
What did you think about my, what would you call it, Dark Horse Starship Enterprise that was just featured in that video? And that's the reason why you want to watch the show, because you miss out on some of these clips, and then we have to describe them for you. So I'm going to go ahead and start this. This is a model I put together. Did you see this online, Val?
I did, and I was wondering, how it came about and how big it was.
So this won't help on camera, but it's because you can't see me, but it's about this big.
That's what she said.
So it's a little over 2 feet long, maybe about a foot wide. And then I've been packing this around. Kathy from the old Kathy's Attic had given this to me as a gift years ago. Been packing it around for probably 15 years, about as old as the radio station. Finally decided to put it together. Quite the complex model with lights and sounds. It shoots torpedoes, does lasers, has, landing lights all over the craft. Oh, I should probably start the video while I'm talking. And I can't believe I actually got this done in an entire day. But that was like an 18-hour day.
Oh, I
bet. I spent
the
whole day making this. And I didn't want to do a typical gray like a Starship Enterprise. And this is the Enterprise A from the 20. It is a 25th anniversary model. Now they're coming up on the 50th anniversary, I think. They're getting close. So that was quite the fun project, and I didn't want to do gray, so I did black and bronze. So I don't know if you think that looked kind of cool or...
It was. I mean, I was completely impressed. That's I don't think people realize when it comes down to video editing how long that actually takes and how labor-intensive it is.
And then if you look closely, and I'll skip back just because this is kind of fun, and I'm a geek. And then if you look back, that model is actually in the video for the warm-up. Check it out. So I used those green screen clips that I did with the camera to put it into the movie.
One. Up your shaft.
And then Val blows it up right here, ruins everything, which is typically how our games go. So
usually, yeah. Somebody's got to blow it up in the end.
Yep. All right. We are so far behind today, but it is time for the brother and sister insult round. All right. Val, you're first. This is just some teasers.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Health officials are warning people to avoid crowded indoor spaces after a meningitis scare in the UK. So congratulations, Scott. Your non-existent social life will actually be medically recommended if you move there.
Ooh, I'm headed to the UK where it's okay to be alone. All right. Scientists say we may be entering a new peak of solar activity. Watch the skies. It explains also our reception, Val's mood swings, and why my coffee cup's vibrating.
Oh no. Experts say this could be the best northern light season in years. Finally, something in the sky brighter than Scott's phone screen at 3 a.m. when he forgets how sleep works.
That was last night. Getting ready for the show. All right, now we can blame space weather for everything, including Val's personality.
Mm-hmm.
Big news, interest rates are up again at this point. Borrowing money requires a credit score, a cosigner, and proof that you can emotionally survive after hearing the new percentage rate.
It's kind of what you're going to need to vote if you're a woman.
Yeah, and the new percentage rate for countries is like 4.1. Wise mind, 28.
What's your credit score?
And it's up there. It's up there. And I still have high interest credit.
Wow.
Rates. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Go on here.
And this is the insult round. This is back and forth between me and Val, and I have moved to mine. I'm ready. One after the other. We'll go back and forth.
All right. Scott's old. His first sci-fi convention was just called a meeting.
Val's so short, when she downloads a sci-fi movie, it automatically resizes to travel size.
Scott loves sci-fi because it's the only place where technology still listens to him. Just ask Nigel.
Yeah. My sister's the only person who watches Star Trek and Roots for the Scanner.
Scott's idea of cutting edge tech is anything that still turns on after he sits down.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Val does. Oh, no. Val's been a sci-fi nerd so long. She still calls streaming the future.
Scott says he's a space expert, but he still can't find the remote that's been orbiting his chair for 3 days.
It goes down in the crack. Growing up, Val was mom's favorite, mostly because she required less supervision and fewer replacement parts.
Oh, yes. Scott thinks mom liked him best. Yeah, she liked him the way you like a loud appliance. You're just glad when it stops.
Oh, it's kind of like a break.
Oh, I was going to say when it doesn't work right, you smack him upside the head.
That worked too. Val tried to join the space program, but NASA said they don't launch antiques without historical permits.
Growing up, Scott wasn't mom's favorite. He was her learning experience.
Oh, changing your mind again. Val says she's aging gracefully. I think it's like a flip phone with a cracked hinge.
That's how it feels when I get out of bed in the morning.
That's what I thought.
Scott's fitness tracker just sends him sympathy messages.
And my last one, Val doesn't need special effects for our show. Her knees already make the sounds of a laser battle when she stands up.
Torpedo alert. And finally, my last one, Scott's so short, his commanding presence looks more like he's asking permission from furniture.
Oh, that's not nice at all.
No, especially after you've lost all this weight. That's
just
me.
I know. All right, one more. So I laughed so hard, I spit coffee out my nose last night on this one. If your belly button, going to do some echo, was a real button.
Oh, boy.
What would you do if your belly button was a real button?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I'm ready.
Okay. Every time I push it, it takes a photograph with my eyes, and it's saved in your memory for as long as you want.
Well, that's kind of creepy.
That is really creepy.
Yeah. If I had a belly button, I'd use it to deflate my belly when I've had too much beer.
Which would be one sip for you.
Yes. And then I go into anaphylactic shock.
If my belly button was really a button, I'd use it to put me to sleep.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Well, you know, you would have liked that last night when you were having trouble sleeping.
No, because if I had a girlfriend, she'd always be sticking her finger in there.
No, that's if your belly button was a button to shut your mouth.
Oh. All right. Let's see. If your belly button was a real button, I'd push it if $10 came out another part of my body.
You wouldn't care which part either. It's $10 is $10.
I've got $10 coming out everywhere.
How about if that button opens a stomach glove compartment?
That's awesome. It's like, hey, push my belly button.
Someone to, beer? Hey, pull my finger.
Yeah, want a beer? What if it could be a back button so you could undo any stupid things you've said?
Ooh.
Or eight.
That is the most useful one I've heard so far.
I don't know. I think the last one's the best one.
What if that button activated wings just like Buzz Lightyear?
That'd be awesome. I'd be pressing it all the time. Look at this. I got wings, baby. I got wings. Oh, all right. Let's see. Children's science exam answers. All right. This could be fun. All right.
It looks like these
you
are real answers given
like,
by children, right?
Did Zoom update again? Because it looks like Ken just automatically joined the window.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Probably. They update every other week.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it when I can press the button. Thank you.
Especially if it's a belly button button.
Yeah. All right, hold on. I got some issues here again. We don't need none of that. So they're trying to get us back on down at the radio station.
Oh, okay.
All right. You know, radio is an important thing, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's see. I have solved the problem, and I'm going to put that Val back where she belongs. There we go. Now, where did we leave off, Val?
real answers given by children in a science exam.
Ooh, I like these. So first question, name the four seasons. What was the answer, Val?
Salt, pepper, mustard, and vinegar.
That is four seasons.
Well-rounded by a child, actually, yes. To come up with vinegar, I think.
Yep. Explain what are the processes by which water can be made safe to drink.
Oh, this is funny. The answer for this child was flirtation makes water safe to drink because it removes large pollutants like grit, sand, dead sheep, and canoeists.
There's canoeists in the water?
I guess.
All right, Val, since you're doing so good and you're so childlike.
Oh, that's true.
How is dew formed?
Dew forms when the sun shines down on the leaves and makes them perspire.
How do you delay milk turning sour?
We'll keep it in the cow.
All right, another quick question for kids. What causes the tides in the ocean?
The tides are a fight between Earth and the moon. All water tends to flow towards the moon because there's no water on the moon, and nature hates a vacuum. I forget where the sun joins in this fight.
All right, children's science exam answers. What happens to your body as you age?
When you get old, so do your bowels, and you get intercontinental.
Val's been intercontinental most of her life.
I hate those old bowels.
Yes. They're going to come up again in a second.
Oh, no.
How are the main parts of the body categorized?
Okay. The body consists of three parts, the brainium, the borax, and the abdominal cavity. The brainium contains the brain, the borax, now it contains the heart and lungs, and the abdominal cavity contains the five bowels, A, E, I, O, U.
So the next time I can't remember what my vowels are, I should just look inside.
That's right. Right in your bowels.
Wow. Wow. Oh, man, that's some crazy stuff. Standing by, we have this really cool green room, and there's this dude who is just loitering in there. Let's go check him out.
Get ready. Wait for it. It's panic time. Your Panic Time host, Ken, you kids get out of my yard! Owens!
Hey, you kids get out of my yard, Owens!
And welcome, Mr. Ken Owens, to our big show!
Morning, Ken!
Good morning, everybody. Wow, what a rough start there, huh? I was going to start with thing, because it's panic, time. That's
don't. That's good.
You're giving Scott PTSD.
Yeah, but thank you so much for going online and letting people know what was going on.
Well, yeah, besides this, was a great show this Wednesday. Tuesday. Anyway, yes, you got to let people know that, you were having some technical difficulties, and that happens in radio.
It does, all the time.
Yeah. Just, hear it. What happens when they do that on TV? Oh, people running around, you see them, they're panicking.
Yes, we were.
Let's get right into that. It's episode 1-1 today. So is that like two if you add them together? It's 1-1. Anyway, to everyone, calm down. No. Actually, I think everyone should really pay attention. I think you should be panicking. And if you're not already panicking, you don't live on this planet. No. 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 Okay. Yeah, we all know elevators go up. You know, you're in a elevators go up and elevators go down and the doors open. Okay. Escalators go up. And then you got to walk around the mall to find the other one. But eventually they go down. You know, hey, balloons go up. I mean, they go up, but they take a little while and they come down. I mean, you know, so you're wondering where I'm getting with all this. Well, yes. What goes up must come down. Wait a minute. We've all heard that our whole lives. What goes up must come down. We took it for granted. Who said that anyway? Was it Da Vinci? Newton. Was it Newton? Because, you know, he had the apple thing. Or it must have been some guy in New Jersey. Or it could have been, Nebraska. I don't know. And that's never bought groceries before. Because I don't know about you, but, you know, that saying that what goes up must come down, it's broken. That's broken.
Oh, for sure.
It's never coming down.
No. I mean, really. So, what doesn't come down? Groceries. Groceries don't come down. I mean, you get to the register, you know, and they ring it up and, you know, it's $197. For what? And then you get this little bag, you know, you used to get a whole shopping cart for $197. Now you just get a bag, you know, and then they're like, do you want to pay for that bag? Pay for the bag. I just spent $197 and got what, a thing of milk and some hamburger.
Oh, it's true. It's true.
I mean, so anyway, you know, you go out, you're doing your shopping, you get a thing of ground beef, you know, and it says $7.99 a pound. And you're thinking, oh, well, let's, you know, I got to make some food here. And then by the time you get up to the register, you know, they're ringing up $9.49. And you're like, wait a minute here. I just saw that down there at the meat department. It was only $8.99. They said, oh, I'm sorry, sir. We adjust our ground beef by inflationary measures here. It went up by the time you got up to the checkout stand. What are you kidding me?
Ground beef went up?
Yes. Ground beef goes up. Okay, so, you know, that's good. I disappeared there for a minute. I was panicking. Anyway, so then, you know, and then now, you know, you go to get gas. I don't know about this, but I went to one of the major retailers that sells gas the other day, and as you drive up, you see the big sign, and you're like, oh, my God. I don't know how much gas I can afford now. So you drive up and the attendant comes up. They go, they got an attendant now? And yes, you can take out a bank loan to buy gas. So I'm like, oh, thank God. Yes, they said you've been immediately approved for unleaded regular. I'm like, oh, thank God. But 11 gallons? But my truck takes like 20. Sorry, sir, your credit is, that's all we can give you.
It's all.
When 10 gallons of gas
now
is a thing.
Paying for groceries at an exorbitant rate, gas is just going through the roof. And no one knows where that roof level is anymore. It's never going to stop. I mean, is it going to be $7, $8, $9 a gallon? The other day, there was a lady at the gas station. She could only get 3 gallons of diesel for her tractor. You know, it's hard times. And then, you know, you get home and, you know, people are saying, well, okay, finally, I got a loan for the gas. I finally got home, kids. It's time to make dinner, you know, with all this cost down. And they're going, oh, good. What are we having? Well, you know, we're having a bag of marshmallows. Yes, we're having air and sugar because, you know, what goes up must come down. But, hey, this is all we can afford, kids. By the way, go outside and play. At least that's still free, I think. Anyway,
for now.
And with panic time, and by the way, what goes up must come down. No, that's not it anymore. What goes up, I think it stays up. And then look around, because it could be falling at any moment, but I wouldn't take that into account.
No.
Anyway, this is Ken with Panic Time. Scott and Val, we love you guys.
Awesome.
I think the only thing that goes up and down now at this point is the stock market.
My weight.
Going down, but yes, I'm waiting for it to go back up. So maybe, yeah, can afford some gas that's going on.
All right. Once again, Ken Owens and today's Panic Time. He hit the nail on the head. Thank you very much, Ken.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. Hey, everyone, Take care and have a great week, and stay tuned to Scott and Val. Hey, more to come.
All right. Well, thank you. Look forward to seeing you again next week, Ken. And another special treat. Here comes our new segment.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's time to strap in. 5, 4, 3.
All systems go.
2, 1. We have it's time.
All right, Val, would you like to fire us off with our first story from the future? It is star date, March 24th, 2056.
All right, news, March 24th, 2056. Most of Florida is now underwater, with officials confirming the state has shifted from tourism economy to full-time aquarium. We used to be Miami. What used to be that is now labeled Snorkel District 1 after high tide pushed another 2 miles inland this morning, including the final holdout, a Waffle House that fought bravely until the hash browns started floating. Scientists say rising sea levels caused the damage. Well, developers continue selling submerged condos as underwater living with a view. Residents say the biggest adjustment has been replacing doorbells with sonar.
The good news? No more flood insurance.
Oh, boy.
All right. And I wanted to get the bad song out of the way.
Miami's got a tide jar where the street signs used to be. Snorkel District 1, Florida has always been screwy. Waffle House went down fighting hash browns floating free. Realtor says ocean view. Yeah, the ocean's in 3B. We're swimming through the living room. The couch is out at disaster with the monthly HOA fee. No sand, no land, just fish where the driveway used to be. Good news, baby, no more flood insurance. We're free.
You know, you said that was a bad song. The writing on that was incredible, Scott.
Wow.
That was a really good song.
Oh, thank you very much, then. Maybe I need to turn it into a full song.
I think you should.
Okay. All right. I did that with one of our others, Bubble on the Interstate. I'm working on that one. It's got to be a song. Bubble on the Interstate. All right. World Congress has passed the International Attention Span Act, which is probably good. It requires all laws to be explained in videos under 10 seconds. Lawmakers say the move reflects modern reality where anything longer than a sneeze loses the audience. Under the new system, bills must include captions, music, and at least one person pointing at the words like they just discovered them for the first time.
Now, voters still don't understand the policy, but they agree. It has a great, great beat.
Yes. So watch for that in, about 26 years, 30 years. There you go. Attention span.
30 years.
Yeah.
Different. He doesn't listen. He has the attention span of a sparrow.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, it's so bad when politicians admit they didn't read the bill they're voting on.
Yes. And they do admit that.
They do, yes.
Off to the cold, Val.
Oh, tensions are rising in the Arctic, where melting ice has exposed land, oil, and humanity's complete inability to learn anything.
That's right.
Russia and the U.S. are competing for control, along with a tech company run by the grandson of that square-headed billionaire who saw climate disaster and said, finally, expansion. are we talking about Doofus Musk again?
Yeah.
Talks broke down today over drilling rights and branding for what would be the first Starbucks at the North Pole. The region now includes military bases, corporate offices, and influencers posing next to puddles labeled Former Glacier.
Ah, Arctic is now the hottest property on Earth because we made it that way. And finally, surprise Arizona. Hey, that's where Alan crash landed today.
Surprise,
Arizona has eliminated loneliness by turning its entire social life over to an AI system. The program assigns friends, schedules hangouts, and intervenes when conversations get awkward, which officials say is immediately. Since launching, the town reports record happiness, zero passive-aggressive posts, mainly because the AI flags them as emotionally challenged. Residents say they feel supported, understood, and slightly judged.
You know, finally giving more validation than most people got from their families growing up.
Surprise, surprise!
Yeah, yeah.
Another one here. This is future news, remember? Artificial intelligence is now raising children, with new subscription services allowing parents to outsource everything from homework, wish I could have done that, help to emotional development. The platforms created by the children of early tech billionaires lets users select traits like intelligence, confidence, and low likelihood of moving back home. Early reports show kids excelling academically while also calmly explaining to their parents why they're so embarrassing. One child reportedly issued a quarterly review to his mother and suggested, "Less talking, more listening, Mom."
Wow. So nothing's changed in the future.
Absolutely nothing.
Kids will never change, so I wrote this song.
Mom?
We got to have one annoying song, don't we?
You do. And there's a ringtone out there that goes, "Mom, Mama, Mammy."
Yeah, it, that's Stewie. You know, like, Stewie, yeah. From Family Guy. Yeah.
So, and it's funny because I had it for Matt for a long time just because he always calls me Mammy instead of Mom.
Uh-huh.
Mammy. So, yeah.
All right. In entertainment, production has begun on the latest installment of a franchise that legally qualifies as a historical document. Don't forget the year's 2056. The new Jurassic Park film features descendants of the original cast alongside a fully digital version of Scarlett Johansson's clone, now preserved as a floating voice that every 11 minutes appears to say, "I've got red in my ledger," from Black Widow.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Producers promise high-speed dinosaur chases across Earth and space. Okay.
We better be prepared for this, Scott.
Yes.
We've got to save the universe.
That's right. And early footage shows dinosaurs defying gravity, logic, and several international laws.
Right. Ooh.
At this point, the plot isn't missing. It's escaped. And Val, can you
yes?
get
you
excited?
You have the trailer?
I have.
You have the trailer?
I have the trailer. A trailer from 2056. This is another reason why you need to watch our show, the radio show you should watch. All right. 2056. This is the trailer for the release of Jurassic Park 24, Dinosaurs in Space. Oh, look, it opens April Fool's Day.
Perfect timing.
Hey, Godzilla came out pretty good, didn't he?
He did.
He did.
And I always hear it in my head as Godzilla.
Godzilla. By the way, Ski by the Sea Entertainment News with Joel Wozinski, just about 10 minutes away. And now it's some home buying tips. There's just three of them. They were quick. I thought they were cute. First one, and then I'll throw it to Val. Buying a home is one of the biggest investments a person can make in life. Now, here are some tips to help you make the right decision. Val, what's the first one?
Well, I have to catch up with where we are, and so I'm scrolling like crazy.
All right, I'll do it then. Avoid purchasing a home that is on fire. Or, if you were listening to Future News, underwater.
Underwater,
yeah.
So I just avoid Florida altogether.
Yeah, pretty much.
On any house purchase, be sure to save the receipt in case anything goes wrong.
Because you might be able to return it.
Mm-hmm. That chance.
Make sure the neighborhood has a good high school, one close enough to see with a telescope. Wow. That's horrible.
That is horrible. And then the last tip we have is just buy the first house you see. They're all pretty good.
You put a dining room where the crack house used to be. All right. Cheapskate tips for stretching a buck. My kids make fun of me all the time, almost every day, for being a cheapskate. So I put these together.
Okay.
Val, my cheapskate.
I think you can make something out of the most. You're like MacGyver.
Okay, I'll take
You
that.
can.
It's
make
better.
Stuff out of scraps and stuff like that. And Brad's pretty good at MacGyvering stuff too. So yeah, I don't know if I would call it a cheapskate. We'll just say frugal.
Frugal and inventive.
Exactly.
Duct tape's your friend. All right. So here are some of my tips. Val started off.
Okay. Buy socks all the same color and style. If you got six pairs all the same and one sock wears out, you can still make a match.
So I have like 20 pair all the same.
All the same?
Eah. What gets me mad though?
Go ahead.
This is like Ken's panic time. What makes me angry is when I buy the exact same socks, exact same size, and they're just a little different.
Oh. You know, and I think you still have to, well, you could use the matches, but if you have the socks that are really old and are kind of yellow and stretched out and stuff, and then you get the new ones, exact same brand, exact same everything, but you can tell they're newer. So then I feel like I still have to sort them by age, not just.
You sort your socks by age. That's classic. That's really good. That's good. All right.
All right. If you know, ways to make for cheap skates to stretch a buck is trade your old clothes with a friend who wears the same size, and you'll get a whole new look for free.
Yeah.
I'm picking up a heavy, creepy vibe here.
You know, that might work on everything but underwear.
I'm thinking about my friends, and I can't think of one I want to change clothes with. Let's see. Next, keep a plastic squeeze bottle half filled with water in the bathroom, and then put those leftover little soap pieces in it and make a soap jelly. That's an efficient hand soap.
Ew.
Don't worry about all the other hands and body parts that have touched those little tiny leftover bars of soap.
Oh.
I like how they called it jelly, too.
Soap jelly.
I'm picking up a heavy, creepy vibe here.
Come on, for sure.
Check out my soap jelly.
No.
Okay.
You show all your friends. Look how I'm stretching a buck. I make soap jelly.
Don't eat it. All right, Scott and Val's tips for stretching a buck. Here comes Val. This is more cheapskate fun.
All right, don't brush your teeth. You'll save money on toothpaste, and your bad breath will keep people away, saving you money on deodorant.
Yeah. All right. And then for an alternative to overpriced mouthwash, pour water into an empty plastic container and then add one Tic Tac per gallon mouthwash.
Mouthwash. Ooh, okay.
Somebody just texted me. I think they didn't like that one.
Oh, no. I can't wait to hear which one.
I think I skipped one. You want to go back and get it? It's pretty good.
Okay, I got to see what you might have missed.
Save water, or did you do that one?
No, that was next, because you just got done.
Yeah, save water when you shower by putting your dirty dishes at your feet, like in Seinfeld.
No.
That's so gross.
For an alternative to overpriced,
I got messed up. Sorry.
Okay. Conserve ice by cooling drink cans in the toilet tank.
Yes, I do. Plus, when you're in the bathroom and for an extended time, you always got a cold one.
So true.
So true. Is that what you said?
I worked up a powerful thirst.
Wow. All right. I'd say don't push so hard, but that'd be gross. Compost everything.
I'm glad you didn't say it.
Me too. That'd have been horrible. All right. Compost everything, including toilet paper tubes and dryer lint.
Oh, now this one, these have been jokes, right?
Yes.
But this one, we know somebody who does this.
Yeah.
A family member. And it's so disgusting. Plug the shower drain.
What if they watch
drain.
The show? They're going to know you talked about them. I'm going to have to cut this out now.
I really don't care.
Okay.
Because it's disgusting and you shouldn't do it.
And you shouldn't have pointed it out to people. But you know, when you told me about it, I sat there with my mouth hanging open and went,
I find this scientifically fascinating.
Like, in a way, like, what could you catch by doing that?
It's just the soap scum ring. It's ooh. All right. So plug the shower drain and use the water to flush the toilet.
Or save the bath water for someone else.
Yes. Yeah. But no, they share bath water. We had to do that as kids, and I found it the most disgusting thing in the world. Our parents would take a bath, and then we were supposed to reuse their bath water. It was so disgusting. But the whole, you know, leaving water in the tub to use it to flush your toilet. Why?
Why? It's so gross.
I could see if you lived off grid and, you know, you were conserving water or whatever. But water isn't that expensive that you have to save it in the tub to flush your toilet or share bath water. It's just not right.
Never share bath water.
I don't know if you've got the whole picture or not, but he's not exactly working on all thrusters.
Is the water still warm? No!
Make it so.
You can tell when the soap jelly is floating on top.
Wait a minute.
Are you people insane? I'm the director. I make the casting decisions around here.
And you're bathing next.
I'm tired of going second.
Is anybody creeped out yet?
If you're not, you haven't been listening.
That's right. All right. Real quick, let's do some famous birthdays. We call this the date book. We'll go through today. And then Mr. Joel Wozinski standing by. Famous birthdays for March 24th. Jim Parsons, the actor from The Big Bang Theory, turning 53. Jessica Chastain, actress from The Help and Zero Dark 30. 49. Peyton Manning, 50. The Undertaker, the wrestler, 61. And waiting for his own Undertaker.
Oh.
I've got your number. Kelly LeBrock, 66. Lara Flynn Boyle, 56. Amanda Bruegel, 48. Lake Bell, 47. Robert Carradine from Revenge of the Nerds, 72. Donna Pascal from Saturday Night Fever, the movie, 72. Not that cold that Val had last week. Nick Lowe, the singer-songwriter, 77. Is he really that old? All right.
Wow.
Historical figures. Harry Houdini, born in 1874, disappeared for the last time in 1926. Is that in poor taste?
That was the year our dad was born. Yeah. Wow.
Disappeared for the last time, 1926.
He was only like 50.
Yeah. Huh.
Wow.
Huh. Joseph Barbera, the animator of the Flintstones, 1911 to 2006. And then the one and only Steve McQueen, one of his biggest movies, The Great Escape, 1930 to 1980. My personal Steve McQueen favorite, The Blob.
And he was only 50 as well.
Yeah. All right. It happened today. We call it history. And here comes Val.
All right. In 1898, Alexander Winton sold his first automobile, built in Cleveland, to mining engineer Robert Allison for $1,000. It was the first car built and sold in the U.S.
Very cool.
All right, 1944, in an event later dramatized in the movie The Great Escape, 76 prisoners began breaking out of Stalag Luft III.
Did that also give way to that television show Hogan's Heroes?
I was just wondering the exact same thing. That was a great show. We watched that all the time.
Yeah, making war fun for kids.
Yeah. I know nothing.
Nothing.
1989, in Alaska's Prince William Sound, the Exxon Valdez spilled 240,000 barrels of petroleum after running aground. 1991, some 100 cars were damaged by fire when dry grass ignited at a cook-off sponsored by the San Antonio Firefighters Association.
Oops.
It's kind of embarrassing. No one was hurt, though. 2002 at the Academy Awards, Halle Berry became the first Black actress to win an Oscar in a leading role for her work in Monsters Ball. Denzel Washington became the second Black actor after Sidney Poitier to win in the Best Actor category for Training Day. Pretty bad was 2002 before a Black person won an Oscar.
That's really sad.
Yeah. 2005, when Diane Vesa got into an argument with her son over whether she was sober, she drove to the Albion, New York police station, asked to take a sobriety test. That turned out to be a bad idea. The 45-year-old woman was charged with driving while intoxicated after she showed up at the police station.
Ooh, she should have taken a word from Sergeant Schultz.
I know nothing. Nothing.
For sure. And 2020, Japan announced the postponement of the Tokyo 2020 Olympics and Paralympic Games until summer of 2021 because of the COVID pandemic.
All right. Special events and observances, World Tuberculosis Day, American Diabetes Association Alert Day. Are you alert? International Day for the Right to the Truth Concerning Gross Human Rights Violations and the Dignity of Victims. That's a long one. National Agricultural Day. Celebrate the industry and the farmers who contribute to the nation's food supply. We'll give them this. And National Cheesecake Day. Simmer down. Simmer down. Not cheesecake, cheese steak. Sorry.
Oh, you had me all excited. Cheesesteak, whatever. But when you said cheesecake, I was already like picturing a lemon.
Cheesesteak. Yeah, well, that's the thing. Yeah. Cheese go on anything, even cake.
That's right.
I don't know if I've ever had a cheesecake, but let's test it out. It's natural chocolate-covered raisin days. People said, what? International Flatmates Day. A day to show appreciation for those you share a living space with. I appreciate my cat. National Cocktail Day. This is Val Day's, and she encourages enthusiasts to enjoy a mix of their favorite refreshing beverages. Hers is White Lightning. Oh, no, that's Joe's. No. That's Joe's, and Joe's next. So, International Day for Achievers. Recognize individuals who have made significant progress toward their goals. Good for you, losers.
How dare you make the rest of us look bad?
How dare you? How dare you? How double dare you?
Scott and Val Save the Universe will be right back. They're probably heating up a chocolate teapot. I hate this job.
This total bollocks, isn't it?
Their mum must have been real knackered after raising these two wibble-wielding squiffies.